Dave Schwann also in studio. The 152nd Kentucky Derby is the race the world has been waiting for all year. A timeless American tradition and the most electrifying 2 minutes in sports. Held at the iconic Churchill Downs, the Derby is more than just a horse race. It's a celebration of speed, elegance, and history that brings together fans, fashion, and fierce competition in one unforgettable event. Now, here's a little history for you. On May 16th, 1925, the first live radio broadcast of the Kentucky Derby aired on WHAS in Louisville, as well as right here on WGN Radio in Chicago. 101 years ago, a century anniversary in radio history. The race is coming up soon, so to share what's happening, the history, the lore, and more is Claudia Coffey with Churchill Downs. Claudia, how are you? Happy almost Derby Day.
Happy almost. It's Derby season. We're less than T-minus 6 hours away from opening day that kicks off Derby week with live racing tomorrow. So it's an exciting time. I hear the call to post. Man, I'm ready to go to the betting window. Let's go.
Let's go. All right.
Let's go.
Well, there's so much history with the Derby. I just mentioned radio because we were one of the first to carry it on the air. Yeah, isn't that cool? Share a little bit about the history of the Derby and when it all began.
Well, it goes back to 1875. Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr., the grandson of explorer William Clark, went to the Epsom Derby in England. That was the first Derby. Came back, was so excited, and he's telling everybody, I have to bring that caliber of racing to Louisville. And since then, and he did it, it's been the longest running continuous sporting event in the country. It didn't stop during World Wars. It didn't stop during the Depression. It didn't even stop during COVID. It was delayed a couple months, but it went on. And that roses tradition, it actually started in the 1880s. A socialite gave roses to all the ladies that were there at a post-derby party. And the founder loved it so much that he then made the rose the official flower of the race.
I was going to say, some of those traditions that started over 100 years ago, they're still in place today, aren't they?
And I think they are. And I think that is why you ask anybody in the world, you say, the Kentucky Derby. Immediately, they're like, oh, Twin Spires, Mint Julep. It's the traditions that make this race one of the most unique, alluring, and manages to make its way onto the bucket list of almost any traveler that you'll talk to in the world. And many of those small things, wanting to go to the track and get an official program, wanting to have that Mint Julep, the hats. The hat styles have certainly changed over the years, but we're seeing more gentlemen certainly wear them now. The styles have changed, but the big traditions are still there. One of the ones that I recently read up on that I found so fascinating, tomorrow for opening day, one of the biggest things that will happen besides the races kicking off at the track and the track officially opening to the community is they will do the post position draw tomorrow for the Oaks and the Derby. And that's only been going on for a couple of years in front of a live, like, spectacle. It's a live, full-on experience that everybody at the track gets to witness. So in years past, when I was just some young reporter, I worked at WHAS Radio when I was an intern, man, and I was so excited to, like, cover what they called the pill pull back in the day. And it would be, like, in this small room on the backside of the track. And it comes from a 19th century pool game called the pill pull. And they would shake a leather bottle and they would pull out these small wooden balls that would be the pills that with the numbers on it. Mm-hmm. And that would decide the horse's starting position. And for years, I would cover it as a reporter on the backside. And it wasn't flashy. It wasn't glamorous. And you'd see the trainers there and they would kind of take their notes that, okay, that's our post position. So a couple of years ago, they decided, wait a minute. Why don't we make this a full-on experience that guests can actually see? And they do, Dave, the actual pill pull. They'll shake the leather bottle in front of everybody.
That's cool.
And pull out the numbers. And then, you know, from old to new, it'll light up, you know, on the jumbotrons everywhere. And it's so cool to hear the audience react to who is your favorite horse going into the Kentucky Derby. They got place 17. Oh, great.
Love, you love know, it,
and
love
it's a cool thing. And then you get to kind of see these celebrities of the sports, the trainers, the jockeys, the owners, all react to it in real time. It's the coolest thing to see. It really is.
Well, I said it's the greatest 2 minutes in sports, but like you have, and I've got about 2 minutes here, but you've got everything, you know, like Sunday Fun Day, Dawn at the Downs is happening, and then you've got the 5-0 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thurby, which is presented by Old Forester, which I'm going to have as soon as the show is over, and the Kentucky Oaks. But there is something every single day leading up to next Saturday.
Well, this year was its largest expansion ever. And so how do you balance this international allure of what's become a 9-day festival where they added the Sunday and also make sure that you're making it affordable and open to the public? And that's what they did. Let's add Sunday Fun Day back. Let's have $5 admission on Tuesday. Let's make sure it's free to marathon runners and festival pin holders. So there's just a little bit of something now for everyone. So you pick your day, you grab your group, you go, and I guess, as they say, any day at the track, even a losing one, is a good day.
I would think so, too. I would think so, too. But what's happening on the big day, like on next Saturday? It is the big race, but it's also a day full of activities.
It is. It's a day that starts early. The first post time, I believe, is, 10:30 in the morning. They open up the gates, and they start the races. So it's an extra long race day. And building up to that race, That's a big day of racing. So some of your big stakes races for shorter sprints, for different aged horses, like the best of the best, will run that day. And so it's not just that one race. It's a full card of races, lots of activity. And, of course, there's kind of space that leading up to the Kentucky Derby, there's like a whole presentation. You get to see the trophy, singing of my old Kentucky home and all the traditions that we look forward to seeing and singing along with.
Well, if you can't make it to the Derby, you can watch the 152nd Kentucky Derby on NBC and streaming on Peacock. And for anything and everything on the Derby, especially tips on what to wear, you can visit KentuckyDerby.com. Claudia, thank you for sharing the details of this amazing race. Enjoy the Derby and everything leading up to it.
Oh, thank you. And thanks to all your listeners. You guys are such a big part, you know, of our history, broadcasting it over the years. So thanks for being a part of that.
You bet. You bet. Thanks, Claudia. Appreciate it.